Check. Yeah, I forget shit out. Try to do this shit. Standard. This is thoughts. Fucking All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Hope everybody is doing good today. Shout out to all the Knee Pill community guys out there. Want to give you guys a shout out. Hope you guys are doing well. Oh, wait, I'm talking over the music. All right, there you go. Sorry. How y'all guys doing, man? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Hope you guys are doing well today. It's Thursday. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Want to give say thank you. And I want to say I appreciate all you guys that take the time out of your busy schedule to soak up this information. And also want to say thank you to all the guys out there who take the time to go ahead and like, subscribe, and get the notifications up. I want to say thank you to you guys as well. Beautiful thing about this show is different than any other show out there. We're 100% original, 100% unique. Everything we talk about, gentlemen, is in-house, and it gives you an opportunity to see the game in a whole different light and everything. So we want to say thank you for that. We want to welcome you all. And also, what's so great about this show is that we are the only ones. There's not one thing y'all got to ask yourself when you're learning game is you must ask yourself the question. Everybody's talking about so many things, but what are they saying that's unique in shows that they're actually different from everybody else? And one thing we can always stand on, we are the only ones to tell you to go to Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Target, Amazon, and go get a 100-piece box of puzzles. We are the only ones to tell you to do that. We are the only ones to tell you to go back home, dump the puzzle pieces on your table, throw the box away, and start the process of everything, and kind of like we're going to be talking about today as well, the process. If y'all missed it, I forgot to tell y'all yesterday, the track Heather is out. We dropped that last night, or the night before, late this morning, yesterday morning. So for all my poetry aficionados, Heather is out. So if y'all want to check out that track called Heather, it's out. Also, guys, I want to say you guys out there, and very important, guys, for today, it's a good show for y'all guys today to learn a lot of good stuff. So ask all you guys, go ahead and ask questions. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're taking someone, put a T in there. I will answer all your questions and all that. That's what we do over here. Also, guys, if you have a serious question or something, please call in. The lines are open, and we will definitely chop it up with you. And like I said before, on today's show, we're going to be talking about, guys, is the question is, do you want to feel confident in social situations with women? Because it's one of the biggest issues so many of you guys are having that, we always got to keep addressing it, because until you become a student of the game, we got to keep trying to hammer in things that some of you might not understand or might not connect with, but that's what we want to do, okay? And that's how we're going to do all this stuff. So shout out to everybody in there, in the chat room and stuff like that. All right, so let's get into it, because we have a lot to talk about, okay? See, gentlemen, when you are not tied into your core, I mean, something we only discuss, when you're not one with yourself, and you're not tied in to your core, that means you're not tied into your name. Again, we are the only ones. But like last night, we talked about having a relationship with yourself, but we also talk about and we also discuss, which is so vital and so important, all this, is that when you are not one with yourself, when you are not seeing the world through your eyes, what happens is that when you get around a woman or you see a woman, you begin to experience some kind of emotion, gentlemen. But the problem with the emotion, unfortunately, is that the emotion is always accompanied by a set of thoughts, okay? And these thoughts are truly statements that you have for yourself. They are statements that you live by. And when you ask these things, you try to make sense of the emotion, you try to make sense of the circumstance. And because you don't know how to not ask the right questions, because that's the problem, because even though I teach you guys to always talk to women, the problem is that you're not talking to yourself. You're too busy talking at yourself. And again, this is something that nobody talks about, so I guess I need to put the thing up, because we're going to get kind of deep here and all this other stuff. And it's something that y'all guys don't even realize that you're doing. You're never talking to yourself. You're always talking at yourself by asking yourself the wrong questions and telling yourself the wrong statements. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? Should I wait right now or do it right now? Do I do it later? I got a text message. How do I respond? Do I push it forward? Do you see what I'm saying? You're always talking at yourself, but you're also saying statements to yourself that are also negative. You know, there are negative statements that you're doing, okay? But unfortunately, because of these things that happen, this is how you think, this is how you respond, and this is how you move, and this is where all the problems go with you guys, because your behaviors, your decisions, your thoughts, and everything like that are why you're having the issues, because everything you're building on, and if you think about it, you're building everything on you talking outside of yourself, at yourself, looking at your I do's, which are patterns. These are patterns in which you have constructed. But again, as I say for you guys, and I you know, I'm not here to bash you, but it's not only the things that you've constructed, gentlemen, it's also the things that you have been watching. See, sometimes you watch programs and you listen to stuff online that do more harm to you, that stops your growth. Then what happens is you pick up these things, and then you start picking up certain thoughts and certain processes. And what happens is, because your mind or him is your worst enemy, what he does that's so smart is he allows the bad stuff to come into your subconscious, and he always tries to filter out the good stuff because he doesn't want you to win. So if you look at your behavior, not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, this is where everything is going wrong. And no matter what you lay on top of that subconscious, when you lay something on the subconscious, it is not going to stand, because your core is not going to allow something that goes against the grain of what you believe is actually truth, gentlemen, if that makes any sense. Whatever you think, whatever you believe, this is why things are not working out for you, and this is why you're having so many problems, because when the man begins to talk to himself, everything becomes much easier. It becomes more empowering, because once you believe, or once you even build, because if you look at what we always try to do is we try to keep you in your present, but we also try to keep you focused on your future. But we also can push, you can build on your past as well. And what I mean by building on your past is every second that goes by is technically your past. So if every second that goes by is your past, that doesn't mean that I'm talking about the past as in bad things happening and you're living in this world of poor me and things aren't working out. I'm saying a path as in creating a mindset and creating and building your world, your way in which you move and operate. And it's something that a lot of people don't believe that they have the power to do. And this is where all the problems come in at, because so many of y'all guys out there are looking everything the wrong way. And unfortunately, you're not filtering out the right things. You're too busy filtering out the things that can help you, but you're not filtering and getting rid of the things that do more harm to you. Because what you do is when you're talking at yourself, what you're doing when you're talking at yourself, guys, what you guys tend to do is you not only blame yourself, but you imprint a personalization of whatever is going wrong in your life that haunts you like hollow water, like just like a ghost in there, just always booing and telling you you're not good, where everything is either bad luck or misfortune and all this other stuff. And a lot of you guys out there just have not even learned you well enough to believe in yourself. See, the conversations that you have with women will show you what you actually are to yourself because of the belief you should have in yourself. Well, this is not about conscious and subconscious. We're talking more of what you see on the outside versus your core. But what we're saying is that on a conscious level, if you look at you at a conscious level, is what you see right now and what you think you see. But what you see right now, what you think you see, is not actually what you see right now. What you think you see is not actually there. It's all here, but if you take what you have woven in subconsciously, see a lot of people out there, when they get caught up in cults, okay, when you go to these YouTubers that tell you through statistics, they tell you not to get married, they tell you stay away from single mothers, they tell you to not have kids, they tell you, when they start telling you things, even though you watch these things, you don't understand these things are always going to be used against you because of how you see the world, how you feel. Some of you guys feel that you have an unfair world and it's not fair that these guys over here are fucking a bunch of women and here you are struggling to get one and things like that. And through your anger, your frustration, your feelings, your emotions, what you do on a subconscious level is you create a hate for women, because that's what a lot of these guys do. They push hate on a lot of you guys out there. So you begin to see the world or see women as a bad thing. You know, like that guy who called in last night, if y'all missed it, the guy called in and said, like, you know, I'm going to club and meet some hoes and shit and stuff. I'm like, why are they hoes? What makes them hoes? And he couldn't even answer the question. You know, so again, the problem is we're not looking at things the right way. We're not being taught the right thing. And the problem is, I heard somebody say it, and I forgot who said it, but I'll tell you what they said, but they said something really great, is that we're at a time right now where the losers are making losers winners and making winners seem to be like losers. And what I mean is if you notice the climate of, you know, YouTube, all you see is a bunch of nerdy loser guys that most guys could, and that's why they get all the guys they get, because a lot of guys relate to these losers and they think these losers are actually winners. So then when a loser passes on loser information by telling other losers, well, you know what, I'm a loser, but this is how you become a winner by, and then whatever you want to say. And if it's something negative against a woman, that's the problem. There's a lot of negativity being said about a woman. And there's a lot of negativity where not only is it said, but you guys not only believe it, but you then go to other places on YouTube to reinforce whatever it is you heard from somebody else because you're ready, because it feels good. then it shouldn't feel good. And the problem is everything feels good. It feels good to talk shit about women that you can't have. It feels good to dog women out that you wish you could have but you can't get. But what you understand is when it comes time to get a woman, what you guys do at that point is you can't really do that because you're fighting two different wars inside your mind. One part of you, you think women ain't shit. You think women are terrible and all that other stuff. Well, damn, it's not even two. It's like three wars. You're fighting like three wars in your mind. War number one you have right now, a lot of you guys think you hate women. You always talk about how bad women are. You say bad things. Women are this, women are that, blah, blah, blah. All these bad things about women. Women ain't shit. Oh, women got high counts. Women are fucking all these guys. But okay, you got that war, okay? Then you have the war of, well, wow, she's beautiful. She's sexy. She's gorgeous. Oh, my God. She's so hot. Oh, my God, I got to get with her. I've got to sleep with her. I got to be with her, right? That's war number two. And then your third war is, well, what do I do? I'm not good enough. I'm too short, too ugly, too this, too that. So this is where all this confusion comes in at, because technically you are fighting too many wars. You are fighting too many wars, and all these wars are lies that you actually think is true to a point where you confuse yourself. But then we could go to another one where you don't even love yourself enough and you don't feel worthy enough. You don't have a relationship with yourself. So then what happens is you meet a woman and you feel like you got to do everything for her and let her run you and dictate your life. Question is, how do you make that connection to yourself and your subconscious telling yourself? Well, everything you ask, Just think about it. Before you ask a question, your answer is going to be a student of the game. It's always going to come down to the same thing. You always ask the same question in a million different ways, and you're still going to get the same answer. And this is where you have the problem. You don't want to learn how to talk to yourself. You don't want to, and it's fine. You're here, but this is why a lot of you guys lose. Let me bring in 336. 336, yes, sir. How are you? What's your name? How can I help you, sir? What's up? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. 336, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, my name is Daryl.
Can you speak up? Can you speak up a little bit, sir? Okay, let me turn it on the music. Okay, go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
I said my name is Daryl, and I just have, two questions for you.
All right, let's go. Two questions. What's your first question, brother?
How do I not come off as weird or seem weird?
Well, you are weird. Okay. You created you being weird because you don't have any confidence in yourself. You don't believe in yourself. You're not doing anything to fix yourself. So think about this. The reason why I'm saying you are weird in everything, because I want you to think what you're saying. Your question is, how can you not be, right? Right?
Yeah, how can I not come off as weird, yeah.
Right, right. But that's my whole point. That's why you are coming off that way, because let me ask you a question. Come off and seem weird to who?
And people in general, do you want me to explain or?
Well, are we talking people as in guys or people as in women? What is the majority? Let's take one thing at a time. Let's take one sex at a time. It's a double-edged sword in which you fail in both parts, but I appreciate it. I'm going to ask you questions. So if you're coming off weird to a guy, my biggest question is, why are you trying to please or prove yourself to other men?
I can't say that I really am trying to impress other men.
Wait, you're saying, how do I not come off weird to people? We're breaking it down to the sexes. So if you're saying come off weird to people, then you give a fuck what people think about you. So first we're going to start with the guys. Why do you care what a bunch of dudes think about you?
I think it's just because I want to be accepted in society. I think that's what it is.
Wait. Accepted. Okay. Why do you want to be accepted?
I guess it's because I lack confidence in myself.
No. Again, you lack confidence in yourself, of course, but I want to ask you, why do you want to be accepted? What happens if the world accepts you? Then what? What does that mean? What does that look like?
You have a lot of friends, I guess.
But what does that mean, though? You're still going to be a weird guy with a lot of friends. Do you think just because you have friends that just because you have a lot of people that like you, that takes away the fact that you're weird? You know what it does? They smile in your face and they talk shit about you behind your back.
So what you're saying is stop giving a fuck about what people think about you and just be yourself. Is that what you're saying?
But you don't know who yourself is, so you can't be yourself because yourself is depending on somebody. When we're talking about the guys first. You being part of yourself is based on a bunch of men liking you. Men.
So how do you...
Now, let's go to the other side. Let's swing it to the women. Let's swing it to the women real quick because I know you got questions, but let's swing it to the women. So why do you want women to accept you?
I guess just...
No, we don't guess. We know. Nope. We don't live in a world of guess. We know. So why do you want women to accept you?
To not scare them off.
To not scare them off from what? To not scare them off from what? Because a woman can accept you as her gay best friend. Oh, wait. A woman can accept you as her gay best friend, and you're like a brother. So what kind of acceptance do you want from a woman?
To fuck, I guess.
So you want acceptance to fuck, but you don't even know how to fuck. You don't know how to make a woman smile. You don't know how to make her blush. You don't know how to make her think. You don't know how to make her react. You don't know how to make her sexually blush. You don't know how to make her sexually think. And you don't know how to make her sexually react to you. You don't have any type of imagination or creativity. So what is that going to lead you if you don't have anything to show? And it's going to put you right back to where you are.
So how do I learn that exactly?
Well, what is it that you're trying? But see, what is it that you're trying to learn?
In general, I'm trying to learn game, trying to better myself. But in this,
you ain't trying to learn game because you want to be accepted. No, because you want to be accepted by everybody but you. That's why you fail. You choose to put everybody else above you, and you want to be accepted by everybody now. And you have not even accepted yourself.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so you can't. You this is why a lot of you guys can't learn game, because you give a fuck. You care about these human ass motherfuckers that are allowed to think whatever they want. They are allowed to say whatever they want. They're allowed to feel whatever they want. But to a man, we just don't give a fuck what they do, think, or move. We don't give a fuck. None. Don't care at all. And because of that, that's why we get... You want to know why we get accepted by a lot of people? You want to know why?
Why?
Because we're just like a club.
Yeah, why?
And the club... The women are drawn into us. And because the women are drawn into us, the guys think that we're cool and they want to hang out with us because they like getting our fucking scraps. They like it when we push our crumbs to the side of the table and give the women we just don't even want. You go ahead, fuck her. You go ahead, have her. I don't want to deal with her. That's what we do. I mean, that's what I'm saying, brother. See, what you don't understand, okay, let me show you this. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a woman? Have you ever had a woman tell you that she's in a relation with another guy that you used to see? Have you ever had that happen?
And she used to see me?
No, she maybe y'all used to date, and she's calling you up out of the blue telling you that she's in a relation with someone. Out of the blue. No matter if y'all, let's say after a bad, maybe after a bad breakup, a bad argument, and then all, out of the blue, she just calls you and says, I'm seeing someone else. Have you ever had that happen? You want to know why we have that happen all the time? You what? You want to know why we have that happen all the time? Because they want us to know.
What?
You know what the crazy fucking thing is? You know why they get mad at us? You know why they get mad at us after they tell us they have somebody else?
No, I don't know what.
Because we tell them congratulations and good luck, and they get fucking mad because they realize throwing another man in our fucking face doesn't faze us. It fazes them. See, all right, I want you to look at, okay, it's just like, and I know you have another question. I just want to say this to you. It's just like I talked about, like with family court. When a woman realizes that you have more love for the child, she'll use that child as a measure to fuck with you if you're weak, right? Well, when you're weak, they will throw other guys in your face because they know they can get you to get into your fucking feelings and give them a higher position. You see what I'm saying? So what happens is they will call us out of the blue and say, I'm getting engaged. I'm about to get married. I just got married. And look, are you ready for this caller? We don't even ask for that information. But you want to know why they get all upset? Because we don't give a fuck. Okay, let me explain something. I know you got another question, but let me explain something to you. This is a beautiful thing. I'm going to connect this. See, a man is the most powerful fucking drug. No, it's the most powerful drug. And a woman can cut you off for a day, a week, a month, or several years and talk to you one fucking time, and all the feelings and all the memories come right the fuck back to where she thinks that. See, when a woman leaves a man because she thinks a man's like an average guy, she can say, well, I can just cut him off and I can just move on, what they do with an average guy. But when they see a man, oh my God, they think they can just cut us off. But they can't cut us, our drug off, because we have them hooked in such a way that they got to reach out to us. And even when they try not to think about us, they think about us, meaning that we ain't going anywhere. So what I'm saying is that that's part one, okay? Because number one, you want relationships with everybody else but yourself. And I know you had a second question. What is your second question, brother?
My second question was, how should I, like, talk to women? Or how do I learn how to talk
by
to
not,
women? Like,
okay, you're saying how should you talk to women?
Yeah, how should I?
You're saying how you should talk to women.
How do I learn?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't talk. You learn by. See, okay, everybody's teaching you to learn by talking to women, and that's why they're fucking you over. You don't learn by talking to women. You learn by talking to your fucking self. See, if you are just talking to a woman, then you're doing an I do. You're actually, but let me ask this question. Here's the big question. If you're talking to a woman first, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I'm about to blow your mind, but tell me, who are you talking to? No. I'm saying if you're talking to a woman, what woman are you talking to?
Probably just a female, like, from school.
No, you're not looking at it. It's very deep. I'm asking a question. Are you talking to the woman? Most of you guys are. So are you talking to the makeup and the hair, the eyeliner, the blush and the weave? Are you talking to her insecurities or low self-worth? No, that most of y'all aren't even getting that deep. Or are you talking to her at her core? You see that? See, nobody even tells you about that. You see what I'm saying? See, you're just talking, but you don't even know who you're talking to. And what I'm sure you're talking to is what you consider is beautiful and sexy. So technically, you're talking to the makeup, the eyeliner, the tight clothes, and the push-up bras. So you're not actually talking to the woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So you're saying, how do I talk to women? I'm asking, I'm showing you why you shouldn't talk to women, because all you're doing is talking to the wrong thing. It's like you're talking to a wall. That's all you're doing. You're talking to a wall.
Yeah, but if it's like a beautiful woman, I want to talk to her.
But wait, stop. But see, this is why you are failing again. What makes her beautiful? Whatever that thing is that makes her beautiful, that's what you're talking to. So what makes her beautiful?
Her looks.
Exactly. So you're talking to her looks. You're not talking to her. You're talking to a layer that you're intimidated by. And that layer, behind that layer, is a insecure, low self-worth woman. But behind that layer is her fucking core, which we go after. We go after that third layer. We don't go after the first two. Most of y'all, no one even knows. See, most guys, peek this. Most guys don't even know that there are three layers. They don't even know there are two layers. They're talking to an outer layer, which is just like talking to a wall. So, and do you see why you're not getting anywhere?
Yeah, I see why I'm not getting anywhere. But what I don't understand is, like, let's say if it's a stranger, you know, you don't really know her, but you think she's, like, pretty, she's beautiful, and you want to go up to her and talk to her.
Right. Wait. This is what separates us from all the YouTubers again. You're looking at it through the wrong lens. Again, you're looking outside yourself. I'm saying, what would you think the world would look like if you looked at you as beautiful, you as sexy, you as gorgeous, you as attractive? If you see yourself that way, I promise you, you will see her totally different, because a man doesn't give away beauty, sexy, and gorgeous. He doesn't give away his dick. He doesn't give away his time. He doesn't give away his respect. And he doesn't give away his attention. You see what I'm saying? You see how many things he doesn't give away that she has got to earn? You see what I'm saying? She's got to earn it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So how do I talk to her before then?
Well, but what I'm saying is you can't show someone something you don't have. That's the point I'm trying to make. You can't show her a core if you don't have a core. I mean, you have one when it comes to numbers and alphabets, but you don't have a core because you don't believe in yourself, because you want the whole world to appreciate you, and you want women to like you, and you want everybody to respect you, and you want to be everybody's favorite and shit. That's the problem. I don't want any of that shit. And women know when they get around me, they got to earn that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though.
So wait, and something we got you next. But what I'm saying to you, young man, is that this is how deep game is, and this is something no one's ever said to anybody, because you want to get to know or talk to a woman, but I'm asking you, what woman are you trying to talk to? Which fucks everybody's head up, because they never imagine in a million ways. They think they're actually talking to the woman. But no. You're talking to her outer extremities. You're talking to her push-up bra, her weave, her makeup. You're not talking to the woman. That's what she's hiding. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You ever see the Wizard of Oz?
When I was younger, so I don't really remember it.
I ain't talking about like the Dorothy finding like the Tin Man and Scarecrow and all those little bitches and shit, you know, skimming down a yellow brick road. Even in, I think that thing came out, 1939? Now, remember, this is before the internet. They were trying to tell you something that nobody – see, this is why I keep telling you game is beyond YouTube and all that other stuff, because even then they were trying to explain to you game that you are looking at everything in a wrong perspective. That's that, gentlemen. Let me see if I can find it. You guys are looking at everything in the wrong perspective. So if you think about – let me see if I can find it real quick for those guys that don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. But if you look, if you think about the Wizard of Oz, and where did I put that bitch at? Hold on, guys. I'm trying to find out where I put that bitch at. Oh, yeah. If you look at the Wizard of Oz, okay? So the Wizard of Oz, you know, at the end of it, she ran into the mighty, powerful wizard, right? He was – he had like, you know, I'm the mighty, powerful wizard, ha! Huh? And the fire's going on, and I'm also powerful, right? He was doing all that shit. And when they pulled back the curtain, it was a little scrawny motherfucker behind the curtain. That was the key to that. See, the key was, is that most of you guys fall in love and lust with actually makeup. You don't fall, you don't even know the fucking woman behind the makeup. You see what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So it goes deeper than just...
All right, well, I gotta grab this other call, but do you have any other... all right, what'd you say now?
I was saying what you were saying with that example was that he looked all big and powerful, but behind that was a little scrawny dude.
Yes. And, yeah, and I'm saying that these women out here, they look big and powerful. They look gorgeous and sexy, and they know how to... fix up all their makeup in your eyes, and then, oh, my God, look at her push-up. Look at those breasts where she has that perfect push-up bra and all that. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. She's so sexy. Then it's like, oh, shit, because you're – then you begin to talk at yourself. What do I say? What do I do? How do I approach her? And when I approach her, what do I say? What if she has a man? Do you see all the shit you say? You see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah.
But when I see, when my kind, a man sees her, I don't see that. I don't see what you see. I see someone who has my curiosity. Now I'm asking myself, well, what the fuck is she going to do to be worth my attention? What is she going to do to be worth my time? Because I don't want to give my time away to someone who doesn't deserve it. What is she going to be doing worth my respect? Because we don't fucking fall in love. We fall into respect. And last but not least, what is she going to do to get the motherfucking dick? What she's got to be like fucking, you ever watch Lord of the Rings and shit? You ever watch Lord of the Rings?
Nah, never.
Well, it's about these two little fucking hobbits. They got to get this ring and take it up to the top of a mountain and shit. Well, she got to go find Frodo or Bilbo Baggins, and she's got to prove her worth to me because she's not special to me until she shows me she's special. But even through that, that's why guys like me have options, because women love what they cannot have. And I'm not pretending or playing around. You can't have me. You can lease me or you can rent me the fuck out, but you will never own me. You see what I'm saying? And guys,
yes,
do not go watch this fucking Black Panther shit. How can y'all watch a woman Black Panther? Jesus Christ, I ought to call that shit Catwoman. Anyway, but let me go ahead and continue what I'm saying, guys. You got another caller, let me know, okay, my brother? But I'll throw you back in, okay, big guy?
All right, Steve. I don't want to waste no more of your time.
All right.
I hope you go on with the show.
No, you're good. No, thank you. You're good. No, you have a better night. Fuck my night. You have a good night. Don't tell me you have a good night. My night's always good. I'm a man. So you do that. But anyway, guys, we have questions, guys, to ask. If y'all want to call in, please call in. We got you covered. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Appreciate all you guys. And guys, please understand this. This is not here. This is not a woman bashing show. I do not bash women. I don't knock women. I'm just keeping it a buck and letting you see it by the side of a motherfucker that gets women. I mean, y'all don't even see the game that I'm lacing y'all with, but I got some more stuff to talk about. I see a few questions. Let me grab a few of these questions before I continue. So we're not talking to ourselves is a real problem, right? Because you don't even know yourself. You can't talk to you. You can't talk to someone you don't even know. My best friend's convinced that the woman only care about looks. Well, here's your problem. Paul, your problem isn't your friend. You're the problem. because you hang out with losers. And I keep telling you guys, you've got to cut the cancer. If you are around losers, you are a percentage of the motherfuckers you hang out with. Get rid of the losers. You know what? Let me tell you how it should be. You should be getting with your boy and be like, yo, what's up, man? Shit, man, I just got done fucking. I just got done doing this. I just picked up this joint. Yo, man, I saw a girl over here. I did this, man. I'm about, hold on, man, my phone ring. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, what's up, baby? Yeah, all right. Man, why are you sending me those nasty ass? All right, baby, I'll get right back to you. All right. Anyway, dog, yeah, was it, you see? But no, what you're getting is, well, you know, women are just so pretty and you've got to, and I can't. Man, you better, hey, Paul, you're the problem. Cut off the losers. Cut them off. Cut off your loser friends. Look, you're like, because you know I love Christmas Carol. You're Bob Cratchit. You have nothing but chains on you. And every loser you hang out with is another chain. All right, you broke with your girlfriend. Congratulations. And she's a friend of my cousin. I see her often. I see her feelings for her. We're planning to go place together. And I want to be with her. Well, you failed. You've actually failed. You failed. And let me explain why you failed, because and I say this with love, okay? I appreciate you, appreciate the question, but here's the problem. You're not a man. You ain't fucking her. You probably ain't never made her come. You don't know how to talk dirty to her. You don't know how to be nasty. You don't know how to be romantic. You don't know how to be smooth. You don't know how to be sensual. You don't know how to be sexual. You don't know how to be freaky, kinky, dirty, nasty, and naughty. You don't know how to do any of those things. So all you've been doing is getting on top of her, stroking her for about 2 minutes, and that's it. There's nothing about you that makes her want to be with you. Your problem is that you're trying to do some sidebar shit. You want to go places together. Why the fuck would you go to a place with a woman who is not sucking or fucking you? I don't even understand you. I don't understand you humans. I guess that's what y'all do. Hang out with the food, because let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be the first one jealous if you see her talk to a guy. You're going to be the first one upset if you see her at a bar and another guy come up, because you're in your feminine ass feelings. You got to wake the fuck up. Let me tell you something, man. The thing about game, and this is where the problem is, man, is that I don't care if she's friends with your cousin or not. I don't give a fuck. And this is the same reason why I tell you guys don't mess with women at your job and shit, because eventually you losers are going to break up. You're going to have to see that person again, okay? Question is, how do we know? Because you haven't even reached the first level. Why are you asking about the okay. Why are you asking about trigonometry when you don't even know how to count from 1 to 10? Please don't do that, sir. Come on, man. Why do y'all ask these deep-ass questions knowing you know where the answer is going to come back at? Come on, man. Y'all got to stop that shit. You said, so when we're looking through the wrong lens, you mean that you don't see reality because, well, you can't see what you're going to see, okay? You can't see what you're going to see, okay? All right? Well, no, they're not going woke. They're going feminine. They're not going woke. They're not going woke. They see, y'all don't understand, man. Y'all don't, okay, let me just say something real quick. Y'all have got to be the I know y'all are smart, but it bothers me how ignorant y'all are. Look at the setup. I want y'all to see the setup of how, real quick, excuse me, 1 second, time out, guys, give me a second. Let me help y'all out. Let me tell y'all about this Black Panther shit that y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't even see the game that they trying to, okay. They know the main star died, right? They ain't colon cancer, he passed away. So now they're going to make the Panther a woman, okay? Women empowerment here, okay? Well, that should be, she should be like Catwoman. She shouldn't be a Black Panther, but that's here or there. So, but that's not the worst part about it. The worst part about it is they're not trying to sell you movie tickets. That's the trick. Remember I told you magic? There's always, you're so busy looking over here that you're not looking over there. You know, there's two parts. You're looking here, but you're not looking here. You don't know how much motherfucking clothing they're selling to you dumb motherfuckers who actually think Wakanda is actually a real fucking place. And you motherfuckers are going around like this to each other and wearing the beanies and dashikis and shit that say Wakanda on it. Y'all even see how y'all are fucking eating this stupid ass shit. It's a fucking movie. There's no such thing as Wakanda. But yeah, you're gonna Target's probably selling woman. Oh man, me and my woman got to wear our dashikis and we got to look like Black Panther. We got to go in our African garb because we want to represent Wakanda. Do you see how the economy fucks you sheep over? Y'all want a good, I keep telling y'all, this is how they do it. Man, Russ, I ain't watching that shit. I am not watching a fucking show where the lead character is going to be a woman taking on a man role. I can't do that shit. Now, I will do a long kiss goodnight. That was pretty good because that was an assassin type shit. But this is going to be all feelings. I'm telling you, it's just like motherfucking Black Adam. You mark my words. It's going to be a lot of feeling, a lot of estrogen, and all that other shit. But this is crazy to me. Y'all don't even see how, and what I bring in 1 second. Y'all don't even see how much game they're running on you. Why do you think the slave movies work so well? Because they know how to pull your fucking strings and then get you in this whirlwind where we need reparations and shit and we should get my 40 acres in a fucking mule and all this shit. Y'all don't see how they run a game of y'all motherfuckers, man. They just, if you don't believe me, look up all the, type up Wakanda outfits. Look it up. Type it up. Don't believe me? Just type it up. And you'll see some little kid in some little Wakanda outfit. And you'll see a goddamn adult in some Wakanda outfit. And your dumbass wants to connect to a movie thinking that there's a place called fucking Wakanda. Are you kidding me? Fuck out of here. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let me bring in a call, man. But no, man. Y'all got to wake the fuck up. But again, I'm not a sheep. I'm not watching that shit. I will not watch that shit. As I told you before, watch No Country for Old Men. You'll see what a bad movie is. I'm sorry. Hey, Eric, code 111111. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Dean, you're on a fucking warpath, bro. I love it. It's your boy D, Bay Area. Got a quick question. I wanted to give you credit.
Gotcha, brother.
High five, bro. Fucking, you said Catwoman, not... Not a fucking panther. My question for
you. No, I'm serious. I know. I'm just saying it should not be Black Panther. They should call that shit Kitty Cat.
Yeah, put some fucking breast milk in a bowl and let that bitch lick the breast milk out of the fucking cat bowl on the floor. Hey, dude, what music does D listen to, the Dean, before he goes out to go hunt? I like DJ Quick the Ho.
You know what's
going
to be great? You know what kind of music? Hey, you know what kind of music I listen to? You ready for this craziness?
I listen to me.
I'm my own music. I'm my own track machine. I'm my own beat. That's what people don't understand.
Dude.
I don't need to listen to music to go out because I embody music and sexuality. So I am self-motivated, brother. You see what I'm saying? Self-motivated. I don't need a song to feel good about my motherfucking self, but I have songs to have if she's coming over my crib to lay down some of those slow tracks. You know, the Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Teddy Pendergrass. I mean,
yeah,
I got
yeah.
some shit, but I don't need any music for my motherfucking ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me, I like fucking, yeah, I get it, dude. It's kind of weird, dude. Dudes making instruments and then getting
motivated. You know, hey, I'll put a little bit of light jazz in the background when she comes over, and as she goes towards the room, that shit's gonna start to get slower and smoother and shit. Turn out the lights. I'm just saying,
I'm a fan of putting that coconut oil in a bowl, microwave it, put some cinnamon in there. But Dean, when you hunt, Dean, you're like a fucking orca whale going after a sea lion's thorax, dude.
I don't hunt. Opposition. I don't hunt. Opposition. See, I don't go. I'm always looking to move things and make moves. So, I'm too busy on a hunt for me. I don't hunt women. I show women why they should be with me. I give out golden tickets. I'm like Willy Wonka. I'll give out golden tickets, man. I ain't trying to hunt nobody. Why the fuck would I hunt them? What is so special about a hunter?
Definitely. You're not like Wakanda Wonka, that's for sure. Love the fuck
yeah,
out of you, bro.
Yeah,
thanks
but I'm showing these guys yeah, all the garb and shit. See this shit now, mother? Look at the garb and shit. Jeez, I'm showing people the garb and shit. Look at this shit, guys. Are y'all fucking serious? Y'all are Y'all are going to the movies and shit like this. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Oh, my God. But, hey, if y'all know where Wakanda is, let me know. I don't know what that shit is. But anyway, Carl, I'm going to throw you back in. Guys, I got a question. I got y'all covered. We're chopping it up. I'm the dean. Class is in session. Let me get some of these questions. I think I answered that question is, let me see. Let me keep going here. Let me see. Kelly, Jim says, is this more like people don't, more memorization instead of understanding? They memorize certain scenarios instead of skill building. Well, no. Okay. Let's get into it. Got crayon time. Get your crayons out. Please call it. I got y'all covered. But what I'm saying is that, see, when you are a student of the, got sacked. When you're a student of the game, okay, when you're a student of the game, all right, there is something about believing in yourself above all things, okay? But also, not only do you believe in yourself, you got a sense of urgency, and it has nothing to do with the women. You don't know how long you have on here, and once you realize that your mind is a vast, you're infinite, that means you go on forever. You should have a sense of urgency to keep building your motherfucking self up, okay? Because most of you guys don't have what is called a standard that is based upon your name. And your standards based upon your name and how you live your life have to be about you to be able to build on expectations that you put on yourself, not the woman. The woman is not an expectation. The woman is nothing to you until she's proving that she's something to you. But what you guys do is you automatically, like Halloween candy, give away your spine, your balls, your self-respect. You give them all this other shit. And just to, wait, just so she can like you? Are you fucking serious? Because you guys don't understand that game is all about the relationship you have with yourself. And it is a reflection of how you treat yourself, of how you are to women. And it shows that you motherfuckers don't like yourselves. You damn sure don't love yourselves. And you damn don't even respect yourselves because you're willing for a piece of pussy. Remember I used to show you, where is that? Do I have one right here? Remember back in the day when I started doing the Pussy Whip show in the late 90s? Remember in the late 90s, I would show you this. See this right here? Not, I always tell you guys, go on your thing and pull out a quarter. Hold this quarter in the air. Remember you said that in the late 90s? Pull out a quarter. And you see it's not the quarter. It's that you were trying to put your dick in something of the size of a quarter. Sometimes I say 50 cent piece for some of these women shit. But you guys are trying to put your dick in something no bigger than the size of a quarter. You will give up your fucking rent. You will buy. You will barter. You will beg to put your dick in something no bigger than the size of a fucking quarter. What a goddamn shame. And that's why it is reflected that you don't believe in yourself. So why would a woman follow somebody that does not have a standard for himself? Because when a man has a high standard, I have an expectation to be treated to the highest of the fucking high. I expect her A motherfucking game, not her C, her D, or her E game that she gives you motherfuckers as crumbs. Because I am the standard. I don't have, see guys, when you don't believe in yourself, you don't love yourself, and you don't fucking respect yourself, and you don't clean up your throne, sit on your throne, and have demands, you're always going to accept things how they fucking are. Let's go to YouTube. Oh my God, women are so terrible, and you fucking accept that. Oh my God, don't mess with single mothers because somebody told me. You accept that. These guys tell you to change your name for a pill. You accept that. These guys tell you don't jerk off. You accept that. These guys tell you to be on your fucking purpose. You accept that, even though it's responsibility. These guys out here tell you fucking go your own way, and you accept that. These guys tell you close-minded, say, all you do is accept things, and you don't accept your fucking self. Isn't that amazing? You will accept anything from everybody else, but you can't even accept the motherfucking man in the mirror. Isn't that amazing? But here's the crazy thing. You expect a woman to accept you, and you don't even accept yourself. You don't even accept yourself. You let people walk all over you, which is a clear indication that you have low self-worth and you have low self-esteem. So this is the case, getting deep here. So if you have low self-worth, low self-esteem, and she has low worth and low self-esteem, who the fuck you think is going to have more control over you? She's the master of what the fuck she is. As a man, you shouldn't have them fucking feelings. Ladies, it's okay to have low self-worth and low self-esteem. I'm not lying to you ladies for that shit. It's okay. But for you guys out here, when you have low fucking standards, you worship women, you get mad at women, and guess what? You take on cult-like behavior, ready, guys? Because of a woman. Because a motherfucker that doesn't have a standard is often going to fall prey to other influence than himself. Why do you guys think you were influenced to MGTOW? Why do you guys think you were influenced from MGTOW to going your own way? Going your own way to either being on your purpose, being on your fucking purpose to fucking close money and status. From close money and status, you went to don't jerk off. Then from don't jerk off, you went to fucking what? A high value man and so on and so forth. And you don't even see that you're the bitch in all of this because you fall prey to influence outside of yourself. And you want to know why women get a pass? Because they're supposed to be influenced by makeup, clothes, eyeliner, blush, weave, mascara, all that shit. That's what women do. But men don't do that. And because you can't stand up for yourself, you're influenced by other people, you can't have any standards for yourself because you never thought that you could have them. So do you see that, guys? You see how that is? Do you guys see what the fuck I'm talking about? You're asking me, what is the difference between being arrogant and confident? There is no arrogant and confident. You're going to be seen as confident and arrogant because you know what? You don't give a fuck. That's what's going to make you arrogant because you can dismiss a woman. It's going to make you an asshole. You're going to make it, all these things you think about yourself is going to make you an asshole, cocky, conceited, narcissistic, a jerk, selfish, and all that. And you know what? Those are, I'm going to give you pussy words. Come on, man. Come on. Think about this stuff. Let's keep going with y'all questions. Let's see here. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let me see. Make sure I ask a question because we're going to break this down. Okay. Are you saying, Steve, what does humbling mean? It means you push out, you push aside your fucking thoughts and shut the fuck up and be a student of the game and listen. Knowing you ain't shit, but it's y'all hard to swallow. That is a hard pill to swallow. Knowing you ain't shit. Y'all don't want to hear that shit. Y'all want to think that y'all are gamed up. Y'all think that y'all can go wear some clothes and you're a boss. And you think you go lift some weights and you a fucking man. And that is crazy to me. 919, sir, how can I help you? You're on live. What's up, brother? 919, going once? 919.
Hey, this is me.
Going twice. Are you? Hello? Hello? Can you say something?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, how can I help you,
hello,
sir? What's
hello.
Up?
Hey, Steve.
Yes, can you hear me?
Tyler. Yeah, I can hear you now. I think there's a delay, though.
Okay, well, how can I help you?
Hey, listen, man. I'm a student of yours, so I'm calling in really to get a punch in my chest because I need it. But I'm also calling in to get some assistance because I'm not looking at certain things the right way, and I need some assistance.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, so I know you're gonna snap when I say this, but just hear me out. So I've been approached at work by a woman, and I know you say don't deal with women at work, right? But it's because I'm not approaching her and being social with her that she says that I'm coming off as rude. Now, the issue that I have is not with what she said, but it was with me not being 100% and reflecting.
I understand. What do you mean not being 100%? What are you talking about not being 100%?
Meaning I responded to her, but I didn't respond the way that I know that I should have responded.
What do you mean? Tell me. I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
So when she's, you know, because she was like, hey, so you don't say hey to me anymore. You know, I just figured, you know, you were just wanting to be rude or something like that. And so what I was being.
And what did you say? But what did you stop? What did you say? What did you say to her, sir?
I got you. I said rude. What do you mean rude? I said rude. What do you mean rude? And she was like, well, she was like, you just, you know, you don't speak to me. It feels like it's one-sided. But I mentioned there are times when I would speak with you, but you have a, you know, that RBF, that rest in bitch face. I didn't say that to her. I just made a face.
She has a what? She has a what?
Stop.
What does she have?
They call it resting bitch face. I did not say that to her.
What is a resting bitch face?
It looks like a woman that's just tired of her shit, like just tired of what the fuck going on. She just wants a better situation. She just looks tired. She just looks.
What does that got to do with you, though?
It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me.
So why are you using that as a fucking excuse?
Because that's the issue. But what I said that because I told her it's not that I'm being rude or you know, not trying to talk to you, but it's the times that I would like to say hey to you or whatever because you're my coworker, you know, you have that look. So it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to deal with that.
Brother, wait. So if a white woman sees you and whether you're smiling or not, grabs her purse, and then you're like, why you grab, well, because you have that look. See how fucking stupid that sounds?
That's nothing
but
to do with me.
But that's stupid, though. But that's some ignorant, though. You're too old to... If you see somebody, do you know you just saying hello, how's your day, might make her day better? But regardless of her face, why can't you just say hello?
Because you said don't talk to women at work. Now listen,
brother.
I said
pick them up to fuck them, but you can. Okay, stop. I said you can speak to them. You can't say good morning, Gladys. How you doing, Letitia? You can't say hi.
I can. I will answer that. I can.
What's the problem then?
Because I'm attracted to her.
What is the problem? You can't. What's wrong with saying hi?
I'm attracted to her. I'm attracted to her. I want to keep her professional.
Oh, my God. You're such a weak bitch. You're so fucking weak. You're so weak. Oh, my God, man.
Hey, I'm here for it.
So why are you attracted to this woman?
Because her mind, she's smart. She's smart as fuck.
Don't give me that because her mind bullshit. You don't know her fucking mind. You just know her at work.
No, that's the problem. Because I can't speak to her below surface level when I'm at work.
Why the fuck are you so weak? You can't talk to a fucking... Okay, bro. When I was working in the mill, I run and say hi to beautiful women all the fucking time that was nice looking. I won't say beautiful guys, nice looking. That had my curiosity.
Yeah, I don't understand. That word. That's a good word.
So what's the problem here? What is the question? Dude, let's get to your question. I don't want to waste my fucking time with this silly ass shit. What is your question?
The question is, I haven't even got to the part that's important. The question is about me. The whole issue is not about the woman. The question is, I don't fucking know, man. I'm just trying to explain a situation that I don't understand.
What do you mean, what don't you understand?
Because the
what don't you understand?
So when I walked away from her, because we work a productivity based job, so I had to keep on my shit. I walked away from her and I said, listen, you want me to come talk to you, but you're doing your shit. When you make that make sense, you come holler at me, and I walked away. But that's not what I want.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Because she said that her face is how she looks. So I'm assuming that wasn't invited.
Brother, is her face? Who? Stop. Will you shut the fuck up, please? Is her face who she is?
No.
Is her face who she is?
No.
So why are you judging the fucking woman off of her fucking face and her look?
I never said I was.
You just said she's got a look on her face, and because of that, you won't talk to her. Did you not say that?
That is a part of it, I will admit. But I'm at
so
work.
So is that not shut the fuck up, sir. Is that not judging?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It
so
is.
So if it's judging,
it
you've already fucked up. Why are you judging a fucking woman on how she looks?
Because when I'm looking at deeper than looks.
Bitch, you ain't supposed to be looking at a woman at your job deeper than her fucking look, dumb fuck.
Steve, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a problem. Like, I shouldn't even be worried about this
shit. Just go and get, I hope you lose your job. I hope you lose, you need to learn a lesson. I hope you lose your job. Because you're too goddamn dumb to see anything. How old are you?
It doesn't matter, Steve. Like, I'm not trying to
lose
my job.
I'm
going to
ask you, how old are you, dumb fuck? How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're a 28-year-old grown-ass man that's gullible as fuck. What is your goddamn question so I can help those out here that really want to learn game? What is your question?
So how should I have said what I should have said? Because I'm not
all
trying
you say
to
is hello,
out.
Good morning, see you later, have a nice day. That's all you need to say. What's the problem?
Because that's a daily thing. I'm talking about when she approached me and she hit me with this shit when I'm just trying to work.
Hit you with what?
With the, hey, you trying to, like, are you trying to be rude to me? And it's like, okay,
oh,
I
see,
could say.
Right. You don't talk to me, though. You know what, Tamika? I'll make sure next time I see you, I will say hello. That's it. How hard is this? Tell me, please. How hard is this?
I mean, it's not when you are where you are. I'm still learning, Steve.
What do you mean, like, no? You ain't gonna slide with that shit. I was like, okay. When I was in junior high school, girls would ask, "Why don't I speak to them when I walk by them?" And you know what I was saying, junior high school? Okay, I got you. I'll make sure I say hi to you next time. All right, let me make it up to you. I'm just saying, they're just not in work, but. I say, let me make it. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Let's hug this shit out. Same thing in high school. Same thing in college. Same thing now. But at work, I keep it curated. This weird word. Per fucking professional. If I have come off any kind of way that has offended you, I apologize because you're not looking at the game for what it is, dumbass. You be nice to her because eventually next year she's going to have a pool party, picnic, bar mitzvah, or some kind of get together with her badass friends that you can smash. But yet you ain't even looking shit the right way. What is so hard with saying, okay, I have no problem. I'll make sure I say hi to you next time. What's the problem with that, sir?
There's not.
So what I'm saying, what's the question? I'm lost on the question.
No, you already answered the question. But I think
I'm sorry?
But I think I was being defensive in that situation.
Because you were in your fucking field. Okay, you understand you acting like a fucking woman that's got her panties tied up. You understand you act like a woman, right? All in your fucking feelings because you can't get what you want. Because you can't get what you want, you all in your weak ass feelings and shit, pouting. Do you not see that?
No, because I don't think I'm pouting if I'm just doing my job. Like I said,
you
the job
just
is
said you're attracted to that fucking woman, and because you're not getting what you want, come on, dog. Do you think I'm boo boo the fool? Why can't you be honest and say you're in your fucking feelings because she ain't giving you what you want or she's not acting the way you expected her to act, and now you're in your fucking feelings about it?
I didn't see it that way.
Oh, I see it that way because you're attracted to her. Yes? Yes? Yes, right? Right?
Yes.
And is she not giving you what you want?
No.
Just say fucking no. She's not giving you what you want, and you feel some kind of way about it. So you're acting like you're a fucking female on her period. You're pouting because you're not getting your way, and you don't even see the shit. You know.
Damn,
you can say
dude,
hi to her.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know you can
yeah,
say hi to her, but you choose not to
yeah.
say hi to her because you want to use her looks as a thing. Because here's the thing. Every time I say hi to her, it seems like she's in some kind of a mood. Why can't she say hi to me? So you know what? I'm just not going to say anything to her at all. And then when she comes to me, I'm going to act like, well, what are you talking about? I understand what you mean. Dog, come on, dog. You don't think I see that silly ass shit you're doing? You're in your fucking feelings.
I mean, I'm asking a question. Doesn't that make sense, though? Because I am attracted to her and because it has that energy, I'm not going to press anything because I'm at work. I care about that bread more. Like, I'm being honest.
You don't care about that bread. You don't care about that bread because you're attracted to this fucking woman. And that's all you be thinking about. When you get to, is she going to be here today? When I get to see her today? Oh, my God, is today the day she's going to tell me she wants to suck my dick? Come on, man. Why the fuck you lying?
So is the issue being attracted to her?
The issue is,
I mean,
motherfucker, you should be doing your fucking job. That's what the issue is. Stop trying to fuck these women at your job and do your goddamn job. Jeez, I don't understand what's so hard about that.
Because I can do the job and also think too, Steve. Like, I mean, honestly, when
you,
I'm at work,
you actually
I listen
thinking you're, okay, you're pouting over a woman that every time
Steve,
you want to
no.
say something to her, which you think is smooth, she's got the bitter bitch face, whatever the fuck you surface motherfuckers be saying and shit.
I
you all
I
in
get,
your feelings because
you
ain't getting what you want.
I get what you're saying with that, but when I'm at work, I also have my headphones in listening to your products, so I'm not even focused on her. Now, granted,
brother, okay.
I'm not
brother,
taking that. I'm
it
not
doesn't
taking,
fucking
I'm
matter. Not, you're looking at the I do. You're attracted to her. That's the starting point of all your fuck-ups. You're attracted to her, so you're feeling some kind of way. Do you not see that? Doesn't matter if you had me. If you had me in your ear, you would have told her. You would have been talking to her just to say hello to her.
Yeah, I think I need to go home and break this down a little bit more.
When you go up
to,
okay, let's rewind. When you used to talk to her, what did y'all talk about?
Surface level shit.
What did y'all talk about?
Like, that's what I'm...
Oh, wait, okay. Like, oh, hi, Gladys. How are you doing today? Oh, yeah, Gladys. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Yeah, I watched Young and the Restless, too. Did you see what Victor did to Jack? Oh, my God, I did watch that. It was brought to you by Massengill and everything. Oh, my God, I can't believe that it happened to me. Well, I'll see you later. Oh, my God, I want to fuck her so bad. Oh, my God, I just want to lick her booty. I mean, what the fuck were you saying to her?
Just surface level stuff. It was, you said don't talk to women at work, so I ain't trying to go deep. I'm just trying to keep it pushing.
So what is so fucking special about this woman that you're attracted to her? And please don't tell me her mind, because you don't know her well enough to know her mind.
That is true. That is true. I think it was because of
so why are you so attractive?
Like she's there for more than just being at a job. She has a purpose. She's doing some shit. And it's like, okay, so this a woman.
No, what's she doing? Dog, how many times do I tell you, dog? All I used to do, okay, where I was at, they had nothing but bad, like the secretaries, they ass and titties. They all right, they all in the, all over the place, okay? And then you had the married women, they were all scattered, okay? And then you had the single chicks, they were all scattered. They were all scattered through the company, right? And all I would do, like Clark fighting Kent, all day, every day is, good morning, good morning. Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, good morning, good morning, right? When I was ready to make my move, all I did, hey, John, hey, when y'all going to a happy hour? Okay, I'm going to go with you. And as soon as we got to happy hour, I was dancing with the women, talking to the women, kissing the women, hugging on women, and I was doing all this shit. Where the, see, Dover, I always remember I told you the job is nothing, the job is like high school. It's nothing but pockets of clicks. Everything at the job is clicks of clicks and gossip. So all I did was push my virus on the click of happy hour. When they saw all the nasty shit I was doing and the stuff I was doing to those women and stuff, and I was taking women home, right? Okay. Like say Rob got in Rob. Rob would see me at happy hour. Mess talking to some bad chick from another job or something, and then he see me go home with her. I go home with her because I remember I take the bus, so I went home with the chick. So he would ask me the next day, "Well, damn, what you doing?" Oh, man, we just fucked. That's like, man, ain't no big deal. We just fucked, right? But what do you think he went to do? He went and told everybody in the office. See, everybody had a perception that I was the guy that didn't have the game. But here lies the question. Once they realized I had game, they started talking to me differently. And they started wondering, they said, I heard about you. I heard about what you did over here and there. Wait a second. What is this? You see what I'm saying? That's game right there. Then, remember, I keep telling you, in December, this is the most important time because I always position myself for springtime because I know there's going to be a party. And I know I'm going to get invited. And I know I'm going to fuck one of her friends because she's going to be talking about me. And I know I'm going to fuck Robert's, either Robert's girlfriend, his wife, or his girlfriend's wife's friends because he's taking that information that I'm telling him. He's running and telling this woman about me, how bad I am, how I'm fucking all these women upstairs on the 14th or 16th floor, and how much of a whore I am. And, oh, my God, you won't believe what he did with that woman and that woman. So all they're doing is spread my gospel. And I ain't doing shit. You see what I'm saying?
I do. So you allow your virus to be spread outside of work by your coworkers. They catch your,
virus. Yes, I'm telling you, having a reputation as a ladies' man is not a bad thing. Because it ain't nothing. It's nothing like when they say, hey, some of the girlfriends and I, we're going out to eat lunch at Fridays. Would you like to come? Sure, I like to come. I love to come. And then guess what? Maybe it's five women. And then the next day it's going to be three women. And the next day it's going to be like two women. The next day it's going to be her and I. And her and I are going to start talking and shit. And she's going to start flirting a little bit. And you know what I'm going to do? Ready? What is the key word? Never mind. You know? Nah, never mind. I ain't trying to mess with what you have. No, tell me. No, I hear, because you know what women start to do with a real man? They start to tell me all the shit that I don't really want to give a fuck enough. You know, I wish my man could make me laugh like you. I wish my man could make me smile like you. Man, it's just like you're just so lighthearted and so laid back. I wish my man was like that. All he does is just sit around. He doesn't even pay attention to me. Oh, my God, you mean he doesn't pay? Man, if I was your... I'm sorry, never mind. No, what was you about to say? No. I'm sorry. Sometimes I keep forgetting where I'm at right now. And I listen, I'm not here to mess up with your hat. You see what I'm saying? This is an easy layup, bro, if you think about it. I'm establishing a reputation that I'm a fucking whore. And if I'm a whore, all the guys are going to want to listen to my whore stories every day. See who you fucked today. See, I saw, hey, see, who is that chick that picked you up in that fucking Mercedes, in that jet? Who is that chick, dog? What happened? Just somebody fucked, man. It's just, yeah, da, 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 da. And guess what? They get on their horses, par revere. Oh, my God. Steve was fucking this one chick in this, and Steve did this over here, and Steve did. It just makes everything easy. Because, you know, the best part about it is when they know you're a ladies man and they don't, and you don't flirt with them. Oh, they feel some kind of way. When they know that you're a womanizer and they know that you fucking with bad chicks, because the guys see the chicks you always fuck with. So they always tell them, I'm talking about, oh, my God, yeah, that bitch is bad, man. I can't believe that. He did that. Here she been. And then they're like, and the girl's like, what y'all talking about? Oh, man, just, man, Steve had this bad bitch down. So da, 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 da. And then, oh, wait, hey, look, and let's say she's sitting down, right? And I'm Clark Kent, all right? I don't have glasses on, but I'm just going to show y'all in this thing, like, if I was, like, if I had glasses on, I didn't have glasses on, I'm just saying. So I got my glasses on, and I'm just, hey, good morning, Lisa, how are you? Yeah, how you doing? Steve, can I ask you a question? What can I help you with? Oh, nothing, I just wondered, you know, what are you up to? What's going on with you? How are you doing? Oh, I'm just fine, I'm just over here passing out the mail. That's all. Is there something that you need? Please let me know. You know what I'm saying? Clark Kent, just let me know. You know what I'm doing in my day? I'm scamming. The thing about women, when they have a cubicle, they have nothing but their badass friends and all the shit they have. So I got the already scared. Already scared the girls, all that shit. I was like, okay, I'm going to fuck this one. I'm going to get that one. But again, the funny thing about it is when they ask you, is there something wrong with me? Or what do you think about this outfit? I'm serious. They'll ask you about that kind of shit, caller. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. But eventually they will pull me aside. They will say, can I ask you a question? Is something wrong with me? Am I not attractive? Well, what are you talking about? Well, I'm just asking because, you just never, you know, all the guys that hit on me, and you've never hit on me. You see that, caller? You see how I did that?
Yeah.
Because I'm positioning myself. They know I have a reputation of being a ladies' man, that I'm a smooth talker. I'm fucking a lot of women. But they know that women go call you out on that shit. Anyway, I heard about you. I heard what you did this week. God damn. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. You see what I'm saying? And then they want to ask you to go to lunch. And then when I go to lunch, because I'm around a bunch of women, oh, my God, you don't think I know what the fuck I'm doing when I'm around a bunch of women? Or all I do, if I'm writing some poetry on a piece of paper, I leave that motherfucker right there, and someone will walk up and say, hey, what's this? Oh, no, that's just some erotic poetry. You don't need to. Oh, wait, hold on, stop. Oh, my God, you would take your tongue and do what? Oh, my God, you're so bad. Do you see what I'm saying? Caller?
You.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a lot to learn.
You got a lot to learn because, see, what's happening is that I'm short. I'm an okay-looking motherfucker to the world. I had to take two buses. My apartment was basic. I had in my cabinet, again, hamburger helper, ramen noodles, cereal, and TV dinners. Didn't have much. I played video games, and I lived off of a light check. You know what I mean? I didn't have much. But they realized I had one thing. I was valuable. Because I had the one thing that most guys don't have, and that is value. Okay?
Say value. When is a that woman like
looks at, yes, when a woman looks at you, sir, okay, she's not, see, you guys got to stop thinking women look at us the way we look at women. They don't look at us that way. Yeah, they'll look at your package and say, damn, he look like he got a big package. Or, damn, those lips are like he can lick some pussy with those lips. Ooh, shit. Look at that ass on him. Look how he walk. Man, he a little bow-legged or whatever the fuck they may say, right? But that's not all. Because they are going beyond you and see who is behind this person. And what you do and how you behave is going to be aligned with value. And if there's no value in you, you've got to work for the woman. I wasn't defined by, I didn't have nice clothes. I wasn't defined by my apartment. I had a car. I had to save gas money. I wasn't defined by none of that stuff. I wasn't defined by that. I was defined by the nasty motherfucker I was that was smooth. I can make women laugh all the time. I knew how to talk to them, and I mean, they would just, it would just be killing. And you know the funny thing about it is, guess what I would do, though? Watch this move. While I'm talking to the guys, guess what do you think I told the guys? What do you think I would tell the guys, big guy? What do you think the one thing I tell the guys that got to the women?
You got me on that one.
I would tell them about where I'm performing my poetry at. I'm like, guys, I gotta get to the poetry club, man. All these women I could be fucking in the poetry club, man. Yeah. Oh, Steve, when you doing poetry? Man, I'll probably do it probably Saturday, Sunday night, or whatever, or Saturday, whatever, Friday night, or whatever, Thursday night, whatever I felt like doing. I tell them when, but guess what? They would go tell their girls or these women, this motherfucker recites poetry. And my God, do you understand how poetry is mind fucking to the... This is why I keep telling y'all to write, but y'all don't understand the power of words, because what I am doing is I am fulfilling fantasies to the woman who is in an unfulfilled relationship. I am satisfying women who are dissatisfied in their relationships and in their lives. And they look into my words. And I can't tell you how many women have snuck up. Hey, Steve, what are you doing here? Oh, nothing. I just came to check you out. And then after you get done reading poetry and all that shit, guess what happens? Wow, that was amazing. Well, okay. Well, yeah. Well, what are you doing now? Oh, no, I'm about to take the bus. Hey, listen, you always know why. You want to know why I would take the bus to the poetry clubs? Because I would never take the bus back.
Game.
I would never take the bus back because they would either drive me to my place where we fuck, they would drive me to their place where we fuck, or we will go to a lake spread your ass cheeks place where we would fuck. Because they're so caught up in me, they're like, who the fuck are you? And they want to explore who the fuck you are because I have balance. I'm balanced. I'm not off kilter or off center. I'm balanced in myself. But I don't make it about the woman because I'm always told, well, I know you have other women. You know I shouldn't do this. I know you're seeing other women, so I know you shouldn't do this. Or guess what? You know what? I shouldn't do this. I really love John. I make myself laugh sometimes. I really love Scott. Or I really love Devon. I really love my man. And I shouldn't be doing this. Well, all right, cool. And then as you walk away, it's funny how they grab your hand and stuff. Don't go. Where are you going? You see what I'm saying, bro? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes,
so
sir.
You're doing it all wrong, dog.
Is that what you're teaching me right
what
now?
What
I am
teaching
to
you is to become okay. I'm trying to teach you to be all things, but when you are sexy, sexy isn't clothing. It isn't your height. It isn't a muscle. Sexy is a connection that you have with a woman that she can't understand why she's connected to somebody that she's not attracted to. You know, a woman would tell me that, I would never date a short guy. And she says that in the bed with me, knowing that she's taller than me. I would never date a guy that doesn't have money. You know, my guys have money. You know, I don't want to be with some guy who doesn't have money. She would say that in the bed. It's amazing how they say things to y'all motherfuckers and y'all believe the shit that they say. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying to you, what I'm saying to you is that you're in your feelings because you're pouting. If you get the fuck out of your fucking feelings and you just talk to her, see, I am a ray of sunshine. See, unlike you, when y'all call this bitter woman face or whatever, I love when they have a bitter face. I love when they're sad. I love when they're upset or something like that. Because you know why? Because that gives me my chance to drop my seed in their mind where they give it water and sunlight, because all I'm asking is, hey, you know what? I just want to let you know. I hope everything is okay. I don't want to get in your business, but I just want to let you know. Did you want to know what I keep telling you? See, you don't listen. I listen to the smiles. I listen to the laughter. I listen to the frowns. See, I listen. I go between the lines. You don't see what you don't see because you ain't looking at the game the right way. Because I know something is wrong. If she has a bad look on her face, it still doesn't mean that I can't go by and say hello to her. And I can't go by and say, you know what? I know you have a lot on your mind. Right. You have a lot on your mind right now. And I just wanted to say hi. But, hey, listen, if you ever need to talk about anything, I'll be in the mailroom. That's it. Because y'all are looking. Remember, you're looking at the I do. I'm looking at the I am. Me. I'm not looking at her I do. So when I go up to her, I don't give a fuck if she's happy, sad, smiling, crying. I'm going to still talk to that yickety, yickety, yak. I'm still going to talk that shit.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I'm still going to talk that shit.
Yeah, because like you said, you're the ray of sunshine. And so maybe she
I'm a ray of sunshine. I'm a ray of
a
yes.
Just a piece.
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to get away, you want to talk about it, if it's more private, I'll meet you at the park. And let me tell you,
gotcha.
Oh, they love it when you push it. Hey, they love it when you push them on the swing.
What? Oh, snap. Okay, Steve, that's
so easy. That's so easy. Look, I know something you don't know. I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's a lake spread your fucking ass cheek somewhere around that motherfucking area. But also what you don't know is that guess where else the women see me? Guess where else the women see me?
Outside, I guess.
Where do you think the majority of fucking women go at lunchtime when there's something real close to them called a M-A-L-L? They always go to the food court.
Yeah,
right.
Food court.
So if they're at the food court, you don't think they watch me talk to women at the food court? You don't see me how they making that woman put her hand to her chest and giggle a little bit? It's just not fair how much game your little motherfucker got, man. Come on. But the best one, you ready? The best part is, you ready for the best part? The best part is when they want to talk to me. There's something on their mind, and it's something bothering them. Is there something wrong with me? I mean, I know we're at work and all this, but, I mean, can I be honest with you, Steve? Yeah, what's up? Well, I don't understand something. I don't think my friend is more attractive to me, but yet, I mean, the nasty things I heard you do to her, I'm wondering, like, I mean, not to say that you and I are ever going to get in a relationship, but why would you talk to her when you could talk to me? You don't think they don't talk? You see that, don't? See that, how I do that? See how I do that? Remember, look. If I want to fuck a woman at my job, why would I try to fuck her? Listen to what I'm saying. Why would I try to fuck a woman I want to fuck at the job? Why would I do that? But, what if I got the opportunity to go to game night? Women have game night. They have parties. 4th of July, picnics, barbecues, you name it, birthday parties and all this other stuff. So why would I try to force a woman to fuck me when I can fuck one of her friends knowing that she's going to tell her about the experience being with me? Just like the husband telling the wife about all the women I fuck, you don't think when she comes over to my place and she sees the lights all dim, the music going on, guys? Because, hey, just because I had a little shitty-ass apartment, guys, doesn't mean I didn't have the shit I was telling you about. Doesn't mean I didn't have that shit, guys. Now, even though I didn't have really, like, lights, but I did have some lights in the bedroom. But what happens when she comes over my house, guys, and she sees the pictures of nude art on there with the music? Or she goes in my bedroom, she sees the wine in there. You don't think she's not going to run and tell her girlfriends about me, Colin? You don't think she's going to tell her about what I did to her from the moment she came through that door, how the music was playing, how she was in the mood, how I touched her body, how I was talking to her, how I fucked, how I got her in the shower, and what I did afterwards with the lotion? You don't think she's going to sell me to her girlfriends? And you know what her girlfriend's going to do? And let me tell you how women do it. She may laugh, be like, oh, yeah, girl. But you know what she'll say? But I look better than you. Why would he do that with you over me?
With me.
I mean,
right.
I'm more attractive than her. I mean, I see him all day. Why doesn't he talk to me? Check. Why doesn't he flirt with me? Check. And it will fester and it will bug the shit out of her to a point where what? She's going to reach out and she's going to reach out to me and want to ask me why I didn't do it to her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Gonna serve herself up on a market. I see it. I didn't see it before.
Right,
because
I'm
like
just
said,
I'm just passing my virus on, and she's soaking it up. Yeah, she's like, what the fuck? She, you know, women like to see. This is why I keep telling you. The thing about women, they always like to outdo themselves, other women. The competition is always outdoing the other woman. Do you see? This is why I can never go to a party. When you get game, you'll never be able to go to a party, especially if you get invited by a guy. Because as soon as you get invited to that party, his girl is looking at you. Why do you think his girl's looking at you, Caller? Why do you think, dog, if you invited me to a party and you were married, had a girlfriend and everything, why do you think she's looking at me?
The virus has been spread.
And who's spreading it?
They are.
No, you would be
everybody
spreading.
But you.
Because with a lot of goddamn block. No, I'm saying what a lot of guys do that you understand is because they cannot talk or communicate with their women, they've got to find something to talk about. But also in the conversation, they've got to say something to make them look better by tearing somebody else down. So the tear down is what? Oh my God. Baby, you ain't gonna believe Steve. That dude Steve, he's such a whore. What do you mean, baby? Oh my God, you won't believe, man. This guy is just like just a fucking animal. All he's doing is just fucking with, you know, baby, we've got like 30 floors in a building. He's like fucking them on an empty. What are you talking about? I mean, you be that mail clerk guy? Oh, baby, you ain't gonna believe this shit. And then guess what? Because y'all finally have a lot of bit of dialogue to each other, you are hungry for more information. So the next day when at the mail room and everyone's huddled around me asking me what the fuck I've been into, all you doing is smiling and be like, hey, Steve, what you do this weekend? Hey, did you get some pussy when you – oh, yeah, man, I just fucking with this one bitch. So, yeah, I was just like, whatever. So. And then he'll take that shit and he'll paw Revere back to his woman, right? He'll do it enough to intrigue her to then say, who the fuck is this guy? But what you don't understand is that she will then pass that information on to her friend. Okay, when women have, or okay, when there's a party, what y'all don't understand is women will ask women who's going to this party. Just like how guys ask, are there going to be women there? Well, women ask, are there going to be any guys there? Right? Women ask the same thing. Are there going to be any guys there? Right? Oh, girl, you remember that guy told you that's fucking all those women on the 16th floor? Well, all right, I'm going to get him to go to this party.
Yep.
And then she coming up to you. She's like, you know what? We're going to have a party Friday night. You know what? Why don't you bring that asshole Steve so I give a piece of our mind? Because he's such a whore. I want to give him a piece of my mind. And you don't even see what the fuck she's doing. You're like, all right, shit, I'll invite him. And then she going to go tell her girlfriend, remember that guy that was fucking all those women on the 16th floor? He's a ladies' man and fucking and da-da-da-da-da. He's coming to that party. He's coming to that party. And once I roll in that party, you know the first thing I'm doing, I'm talking. Hey, I don't even know they're talking about me. You won't even know they're talking about me or about you until once you get done fucking, they'll tell you from jump when they started talking about you. So you'll know after you get done fucking, but you won't know right then and there.
Yeah, this shit go deep. I apologize for taking up too much
of
your time.
Yeah, it goes deep, but you ain't getting deep.
I appreciate it.
All right, yes, let me finish up the show, and I'll get back with you, big dog, okay?
No doubt.
All right, stand up. Thanks for the call. Anyway, guys, I was saying to y'all guys, get y'all crayons. I got a question to ask. Gentlemen, the thing that I'm saying to you guys out here is that most of you guys out here don't understand that the standard isn't your dick. The standard isn't your clothes. The standard isn't your body. It isn't your age. I mean, I don't like hair. I can grow my hair. I just don't like it. What I love about this is that because, like, women love when you rub the clit with this, the crown of your head, especially got the little prickly thing. It's just something dope. But anyway, but what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that, see, the standard and your core of your name that makes you the man that you are the promises that you keep to yourself, how you move for yourself, okay? And what's reflected once you are making it about yourself, there's a different type of reflection. There's a different reflection that women see that they're not used to seeing. They're not used to seeing someone that's really laid back. I mean, laid back as in I'm laid back, but I can talk to you. And we can have a great one-on-one, one-on-two, me talking to three women, me talking to five women. I can engage all those fucking women all at one time. Have them all laughing, have them all giggling, and roll the fuck out and have a few of them thinking, damn, what would it be like to suck his dick? Because my value is me and how I communicate to me. And everything that I do and everything that I say, I'm always looking to provide myself insight on me and how I need to move. And that's the difference. I don't make this shit about the woman. I don't move for the woman. I don't do anything for women. And because I don't do these things for women, I draw the women in. You draw them in by not making everything about them. I can talk to them. I can make them smile. I can have great conversations with them to draw them in, to show them my value and who I am as a man, because I set the standard for who I am. Okay? I set the standard. And the problem is for so many of you guys out here is the reason why you don't have a standard is because you are the most judgmental motherfucker known to man. You're either judging yourself, you're judging a woman, or you're judging another man, or you're judging a situation. Okay? You have a high standard. I don't mean high value and all that shit. I'm saying when you make the game about yourself, okay, you're going to win over respect and admiration and curiosity and sexual curiosity as, okay, guys, I probably might blow your mind on this one, but, I mean, how many times have you saw a woman or been around a woman and you say to yourself, damn, I wonder what it would be like to fuck her. You would go in your little fucking visual mind and think you'll see, you can see her riding your dick. You can see her, you smashing her. You having all these thoughts and you don't think women don't think of that shit? They just don't think of that with you guys because what they see is somebody that's trying too fucking hard to get pussy, that's trying too fucking hard to impress her, that's trying too fucking hard to show her that, yeah, you are, look who I am. And that's where y'all fucking up. You should never try at all. I don't try to do shit. I don't try to impress them. I don't try to do nothing. It's just I can show them what I am by spending time with me, okay? Because what you understand is, guys, when you're in front of a woman, you're texting a woman, typing emails or whatever you're doing, you are sending a message on how you feel about yourself. When you talk at her, what are you telling her? I don't have any standards. And if I have a standard, it is low. You're telling her I have no discipline. I have no drive. I have no ambitions. But I know what y'all will say. Well, yeah, I do that at work, but I ain't talking about your fucking work. Because when you guys are what you are, you will always struggle in everything you do. And you will never receive what you feel that you should get from a woman that's going to fucking make you feel some kind of way, gentlemen. And that's what I'm saying. When you work on yourself and work on and become a student of the game, you begin to do a weird thing that women find turned on, is that you raise your expectations. Hold on, we're about to get deep here because y'all don't understand what the fuck I'm about to say here. When I have shown you millions and countless of times just crumbs of what I can do with a woman, from how I can text her and turn her on, if I'm with her, I can turn her on, I can go from the door to walking in to sitting down to the artwork, to the bedroom, to the bathroom, to the kitchen, to the, I can break, I'm a bad motherfucker. So if I am that bad motherfucker, do you think I'm just going to let any woman in just because she giving me some pussy? Fuck no, because I've got high expectations. See, when your expectation is not giving the dick away for free, you will draw her in faster. But what you guys do is that you always are putting your dick first, running behind and throwing your dick first. And I am raising the bar of an average guy where she is going to overstand through my motherfucking behavior, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. Through my behavior. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Through my behavior. Guys, y'all don't get it, man. Y'all don't get it. Think about what I'm saying. My behavior. And what do they get from me? What do they get from me? What they get from me is a certain thing of behaviors. They get a certain type of action from me. They will see that I'm the kind of motherfucker that I don't ask for or seek her permission. And listen, let me explain this. I don't want you guys doing this. I'm not saying anything sexual, okay? I'm not saying anything sexual. I don't seek her permission for shit. Because I don't ask, is it okay if I come talk to you? I don't ask, is it okay if I make you smile and all this other shit? Because I'm never seeking approval except for me. I am always seeking the approval of myself. You, on the other hand, are always seeking approval from the woman, and that's where you're going wrong. They don't want the guy that's seeking their approval. Because that tells them that you have put them on a higher bar or higher echelons than them. I don't fucking seek, how does that even work? I don't understand that. But when she meets me, she will know why she's even talking to me or why the fuck I'm around. See, you guys are on this, well, I guess you should know because I'm interested in it. What do you mean you're interested in it? Well, that's why I'm always, but why didn't you say nothing? Well, I thought she knew. Motherfucker, she knows. That's why she's acting that way. I always have reasons to why I do things that go beyond what the woman even thinks about, okay? But the best thing about it that throws her off is that she's used to the pace, okay? And y'all don't understand what I mean by the pace. These women know you motherfuckers so well that she knows that all you want to do is fuck. And you think that she's stupid enough to think that you are actually going to slow down your pace and become her friend or you know, hang out with her and eventually shit is going to go down. Fuck no. Listen. She can't read me. She can read you guys, but she can't read me. She doesn't know what I'm going to do next, gentlemen. And guys, I got a question y'all going to ask. I'm going to call in y'all, got y'all. But she doesn't know what I'm going to do next. And that, gentlemen, is what draws her in. What kind of a pace is this motherfucker moving? You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? My pace is how I move. I don't set a pace. You guys on your I do, you're set. You, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna gently go over there, but not now. I'm gonna do it. What time is it? 9 o'clock. I say about 10:05. I'm gonna look at her a little bit, look away, look at her, make a little bit of eye contact, and then I'm gonna move around a little bit, make her see I'm a little bit busy, and then by about 10:05, I'm gonna walk over. Y'all see, that's how y'all are. Y'all sitting. You guys are literally sitting out here planning all this shit. And why you lose is because she's already got free space rented up here in your mind. You're already fucked and you don't even know why you're fucked. I keep telling y'all, you are automatically fucked the moment you start scheming on the woman. Because a man doesn't fucking scheme. He just, why do I need to scheme me? Why do I need to beat around the bush and bullshit me and be somebody else that I think she wants? Why would I do that shit? Why would I do that? Well, she knows what the fuck I am, but why would I do that, Joe? You see what I'm saying? Why would I do that? And that's why I'm saying, man. Going to see. Okay, I thought you had a question there. But, gentlemen, that's what I'm saying for y'all guys out here. Y'all, you can't see what's going on because most of you guys out here, y'all don't have any fucking kind of standard, man. Y'all don't. Because everything you live by is a false expectation. And here's the thing about you guys. The lower the standard, right? The lower the standard, the lower the result. So you guys actually think you're doing something. If you have no standard and you're getting a woman who ain't shit to come fuck you that night, y'all think y'all doing shit. No, you ain't doing anything. You're not doing anything at all. Because getting pussy is y'all act like getting pussy is like the hardest thing in the world to do. It's shocking to me how you guys ain't fucking right now. I guess that breaks my brain even trying to think about why y'all ain't fucking, why y'all don't have a roster of women and why y'all living the way y'all should be living. Y'all should be living and going through these women like a hot knife through butter. It's crazy. But y'all guys don't set any standards for yourselves. And because you don't set a standard for yourself, what you're showing the woman is that, you know what? You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Because I am trying to teach you something that you don't even think about. You don't even work to gain clarity on yourself. To not just say, okay, well, I saw this woman and I got nervous. I saw this woman and I don't know what I should have said and all this other stuff. But I'm the only one that teaches how to gain clarity. I'm the only one that teaches you how to gain clarity, and you motherfuckers don't even do that shit. And the only one that teaches you gain clarity, because I'm the only one that tells you about your fucking film room. The only place that you can actually gain clarity on what it is you did right and what it is you did wrong that day. To be able to make the modifications and say, okay, this is what I did. And not be mad at yourself. Don't knock yourself or be upset with yourself. But to sit there and say to yourself, you know what? Okay. You know what? I saw somebody. I got a little bit nervous. And I didn't say anything. Okay, well, let's look at this. Well, what happened where you went wrong? Or, well, let's try it a different way. I mean, Steve, is this hard? No, it's not. Listen to what I just said. Think about this. If you're doing everything one way and it ain't working, why not try to do it a different way? I guess I'm trying to understand what I don't get is that why continue to do the same things over when you can just say, you know what, instead of getting nervous and walking away from somebody, I'll just do the opposite. You know what? I'll just say, fuck it, and go talk to her. And then later on that night, listen, no matter what happened, at least you evolve. See, you don't even realize that shit. Even by doing one thing totally different, it's going to evolve you. Because I'm not looking for the end result. I'm looking at, okay, I did something different. So guess what happens? You are no longer on that street over there. You have finally shifted perception and reality to a brand new street of self-discovery. Whoa, isn't that easy? Wow. Just by making one minor adjustment, doing the opposite, and doing that opposite, no matter how fucking scared and how you feel, doing that one little thing will put you on a different pathway. And when you're on that pathway, that's where you start from. Okay, I said something to her, and this is what happened. All right, let's break it down. What happened? Was it that she wasn't interested in me? Or did I say something wrong? Or by golly, maybe those two fucking things don't even matter. Maybe the only thing that fucking matters is I did what the fuck I wanted to do. Eureka. Light bulb moment. Once you change your perception in reality, you're no longer looking at the women this and the women that and did I this and did I that. You're finally starting to say, wait a second. I fucking finally did something that I never thought I could do. Wait, and is it really that bad? I mean, she said no, but fuck. Do I get a raise in my job? Is the price of oil change? I'll set the lines one more time. I guess we'll do one more hour. Give me a second, guys. I'll reset the lines and everything. Give me a second. Let me start another. I'll set the